Hi, this is Dave Kale, and welcome to this podcast. In our business, what role does God play, and what role do we play? Now, there's not a Christian business person of any experience who hasn't asked that question. Many of us find ourselves wondering about this continually. So here's one person's thoughts. Scripture offers lots of insight into this question. You'll recall that the first words God spoke to Adam were to give him a lifetime charge. And he said, Adam, work the garden and care for it. And then following that was a very specific task. Name the animals. And God then enabled Adam to complete the task he gave him by gathering the animals and bringing them to him. God gathered the animals, brought them to Adam so that Adam could complete the task that God had given him. And now you'll recall the story of Noah. God gave him a task, build the ark, and provided him with very specific details on how to do that. And then God gathered the animals for Noah. In the book of Ephesians, Paul tells us that God created tasks for us to do. And I'm reading here from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, when we study spiritual gifts, we discover that the task or the job always precedes the gift. So God gives gifts to accomplish specific tasks. And just like it says in Ephesians, those tasks were created in advance. So there are lots of other examples of the way that God works with business people. Here's what he does. He gives us, individually and specifically, the task he wants to be accomplished. And then he provides the means to accomplish that and expects us to do it. Now, applied to our business, that means that God has given us the business. He's given us our responsibilities within that business. He's provided us the means to accomplish what he wants to be done. And then he expects us to do it. God will provide us the what to do. He will provide the means to do it. And then he will expect us to do it. Think of him as the chief executive officer or the senior partner. With each of us as the chief operational officer, we do what he gives us to do and what he enables us to do. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for selecting the businesses you want me in and identifying the work you want me to do. Thank you for your provision and teamwork in doing this. I pray that I might always be sensitive to your leading as I use the gifts and experience and skills that you have given me to accomplish the task that you want to be done. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.